You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It is my great pleasure to welcome into the studio Pete Gleeson. Hi, Pete. How are you?
Good, thanks, Mikey. Good to be here.
Pete, you sound like you're an Australian.
Yes.
You are
yes,
an Australian.
Yes, I am.
And you're here today because you're the director of a documentary called Hotel Coolgardie, which is a hotel.
Correct.
In Australia.
Yes. Well, you're correct so far.
and a town that is populated by Australians.
Mm-hmm. Well, and some Kiwis.
A couple
and
of
some Welsh and some South Africans. People from all places.
Well, so you wouldn't say it's the quintessential rural Australian town?
Well, the quintessential rural Australian town has a lot of, you know, it has a bit of diversity these days.
What makes that particular town special, though?
Well, it's kind of the last bastion of the Wild West. It's this gold mining town. It's 20 minutes down the road from what was the biggest gold pit in the country, and the last place where every pub that you went into had skimpy barmaids, which are topless barmaids, and where there were more pubs per capita than anywhere else in the country. That's the next town down the road, and this is a little kind of last outpost.
Pretty much just men.
Well, yeah, there's women in the town, but it's a very masculine environment. It's, you know, it's rusted on miners, or it's people that are kind of left behind by the mining industry. Yeah.
So so you went there originally before even you're a filmmaker, I suppose. You're quite a filmmaker. You've been doing it for a wee while.
Yep.
This is your first full length documentary.
Mm-hmm.
You went there before you made the documentary and were inspired to make it. Why?
Well, I'd been out there helping a cousin of mine dismantle old mine sites, you know, for a couple of weeks while I was trying to earn some money as a student.
Turn down all the job offers from the film industry.
I'd go and be fed and watered at this pub, and it was just this wild place where anything went. These very potent characters. Some of them were a bit, some of them were wild. Some of them were miserable. Some, you know, there was just lots of very cool stuff going on in this place. So I knew if I picked up a camera, it would be interesting to watch. And I also noticed that there were women out there working the bar. Every time I went back to the pub, there'd be different women. And I guess it happens in New Zealand as well, right, where backpackers come over, they do a bit of farm work or they do a bit of pub work, and they save some money and move on. And you could tell how long these women had been there every time you popped in by the looks on their faces, whether or not they had this kind of startled fish-out-of-water look.
If the doc is anything to go by, quite a certain type of woman hired to work behind the bar?
They kind of take anyone, as long as they were female and backpackers kind of young, and then it just, a certain type
young
of woman.
Female backpackers.
Yeah,
it's a type
yeah. But then out of that demographic, you know, they can differ wildly, you know.
Sure.
You can, people with totally different senses of humour or language skills or, you know, all these things. So some women go out there and they have a great time. They know how to work everything to their advantage. They know how to duck and weave and have a joke and be good sports in the eyes of the men. And other, you know, these Finnish girls that come out are different. They draw their boundaries in a different way to women have in the past.
Yeah.
And then all this stuff comes out from the men. That's, you know.
So in the Hotel Coolgardie, how did you decide to choose? What made you choose that particular couple of backpackers to follow their exploits? It's a great watch. The whole thing's great. It's a ride.
Yeah. It goes to some deep places, and it's one of those films where you need to have a dinner afterwards or something. Go to the early session because you'll need a few hours to unpack it afterwards. But we didn't pick the girls. We picked the pub. Yeah. And then the girls were the great variable. So we intercepted a bunch of girls.
Who were the company that hired the girls and sent them out there?
It was a job agency in Perth.
A job agency
Perth. A is not the name, but unnamed job agency.
Yeah. Because you kind of go, okay.
Nice of you to.
Yeah.
Well, they were, hey, we've got a great opportunity for you out there in the one town that's next to the other town where there's, you know.
Yeah. Well, in their defense, a lot of women go back and they say they've had a really great time out there.
Sure.
And they don't go out there and work behind the bar themselves necessarily, the people giving these girls a job. And by all accounts, when the boss calls up and says, yeah, they had a great time, send some more out, they don't, you know, they're not going to know any different.
Yep.
But yeah, that I guess that's what the film explores. It explores how it can be out there if you don't kind of play the game properly.
When you chose the particular two Finnish backpackers that you did choose, that must have been pretty interesting for them to suddenly just be hey, g'day, I see you guys are doing this job. Do you mind if we follow you and basically live with you for the next couple of weeks?
They were pretty good sports and pretty brave in the end. Like they were
very stoic.
Because they copped a lot, and it was
as you can imagine. You know, for people who haven't seen the movie, and that's where we get to the most interesting part of the movie is the people. Man, wow.
Yeah, and in the end, it becomes not about the women; it becomes about the men, and that the women, because they don't give much back to the men, they become these blank canvases for the men to project all their kind of simmering inner conflicts onto them, and it becomes so much about the men and why they're out there and why they have these issues and the kind of social violence.
Because they have some issues. Firstly, they're all heavy drinkers.
Which
always says issues. And then and they're heavy drinkers out in hot rural would you say depressed part of Australia or just sort of...
It's isolated.
It's isolated in one sense, but it's kind of claustrophobic in another, in that they've created this world for them and built this little pack of men with, you know, very masculine attitudes and values, kind of probably to protect themselves, but in the same time it prevents them from kind of being able to reach out and make any kind of valuable, healthy connections beyond their pack, I guess.
And the whole time you sort of you find yourself become quite protective of the two girls as you're watching. You're going, what are you doing?
Don't
have a drink in your room. That sort of stuff.
But it's also like a cautionary tale, isn't it? It's like anyone who's been out and been a backpacker and made their mistakes, usually in private without a camera.
Wolf Creek scared the Jesus out of me, that movie. It's one of the scariest movies I've ever seen. I thought about that initially, but then I was watching them and I thought, how did you get... Because you expose some pretty interesting personality types from the guys in the movie.
Mm.
And have they seen the movie?
Yeah, a lot of them have, yeah. Some don't want to see it, and some have. And some that you'd be surprised that some of the guys that are in it have seen it, and they're like, yeah, it's a really good piece of cinema, Pete.
Yeah, really? Because some of them are complete dicks, and some of them, their behaviour is deplorable, which makes it so watchable, you know? It's like... You've obviously got the permission to do it. And there's times when I was wondering, how come you didn't get your camera smashed through your head?
Yeah, well, it was threatened, you know, now and then. So there's a lot of people not in the film who said from the outset, you know, don't put that on me. So we film around them. Most of the main characters, they have a good lead-in time with the women, and they stick with them for a long time. So they've all got these individual arcs that go throughout the movie.
Yeah.
So they're not just walking through the door.
I'd love to talk about them all, but I don't want to ruin it because it takes some surprising twists and turns, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah. But fair to say they all have fairly interesting backstories that have led them to these places, and there's a lot of kind of hurt and damage there. But there's a lot of humour in the film as well. There's real kind of pathos there for these guys. And there's like when you watch it in a cinema, it's incredibly funny, but there's this it's like this elastic band that's being stretched where it's, you know, how funny is funny and how where's the line of this and being offensive
please
and
don't
wrong
snap, please don't snap.
And it snaps at some point at different points for people, and we have like screenings where people are heckling each other and saying that's not funny.
I had the pleasure of watching it in last year's New Zealand Film Festival in a cinema, which was wonderful, and you're so right, because you have waves of laughter go across the audience and then waves of both men and women going when things happen, and it's just kind of both poles.
It feels very current. It feels like it could be happening like yesterday. You know, that's what I quite liked about it too. I mean,
and it still is.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
still
that's what I mean. Because you're thinking, as you explained earlier on, you know, they sort of refresh the barmaid every year.
What's it called? The cycle.
Yeah. And that's, so that means that right now there's another cycle. Yeah. And so in a couple of months it'll be another cycle. And that's pretty freaky.
Well, in fairness, it's under new management and they don't have barmaids anymore. But all over the country, you know, that's kind of what happens.
Just from a practical point of view, how did you... I kept thinking in a town like that, which is a small, you know, outback town, you know, how did you manage to just be a film crew, or were there many of you?
There's two of us. We were pretty small and nimble, but we weren't flies on the wall. We had a big camera. No, because out there, a couple of people with cameras isn't the most bizarre or interesting thing that's going to happen in that pub in any particular day. You know, you might think you're a bit of a standout for the day, and then the door will open, and there'll be someone with a kangaroo over their shoulder, or a piece of gold that they've just picked up off the road, or they'll rolled their. There's a guy out there that I really wanted to put in the film who'd rolled his car kind of just down the road from the pub, who came in and he'd sorted out the insurance kind of on the phone and realised he'd made 15 grand and he was on painkillers, and then he went in and got rat ass, and it was just great. Like, you could have just watched that as the movie, but we couldn't put that in, obviously. So we're not the most unusual thing in the pub, so we blend it in. Yeah,
it's a great doco, Hotel Coolgardie. Pete Gleeson's the director. Pete, thanks for coming in today.
No worries, thanks, Mikey.
And the film starts on the 22nd, which is on not tomorrow but the next day, and it's on Rialto Cinemas. Well done. Well done, sir.
Cheers.
What's next for you? What are you going to do next? I don't mean like today. I mean, like, you know, professionally.
Yeah, I'm going to go and get on a plane. more obdoc, hopefully. Yeah.
You've got the doc bug.
I've got the doc bug, yes. Observational documentary.
Hey, I've got a double pass to give away, to season pass to go and see Hotel Coolgardie. If you'd like to win that, just give us a call now, 309-3879. Let's see if you're listening. Oh, look, there's someone there. Someone said, saw this film last year at the film festival, highly recommend it, real eye-opener into Aussie small-town life. And then someone else, we went to the next town to play rugby and then went to that town to learn to play two-up. It was a good afternoon.
Sounds about right.
309-3879, if you can just tell me, what country were the two girls who feature in the documentary from? The two girls who got the job as barmaids. 309-3879. Caller, you there?
Hello, Mikey.
Hello.
How are you?
The answer is...
Oh, sorry, what was the question?
I'm good, thanks. How are you? What country were the two barmaids from?
What country? Were they Finland?
Finland is correct. Congratulations. Well done, you got a double pass. Stay there, we'll get your details. Thanks very much for coming in, Pete. All the very best to you in the future. Come see us again.
Thanks, Mikey.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.